Well, yesterday we were looking at the Book of Psalms. In Psalm 32, actually the last couple of days we've been looking at this. In Psalm 32, we see David, as the first two verses we looked at are David says, blessed in the Amplified, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is he who has forgiveness of his transgressions, continually exercised upon him, whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. So we see from these verses that David, who didn't fully experience those things, he had an inkling of it, but he could look ahead and see what God was going to provide through the Messiah. And David, even though he couldn't fully experience it, he'd experienced the forgiveness of God, but not the ultimate total forgiveness that comes through Jesus Christ, and not the new spirit that comes through Jesus Christ, but he saw it. And having a glimpse of that, he said, hey, we're looking towards you. David said, happy, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are you because of what you have in Jesus Christ. And then we read on from there in verses 3 and 4 as he talks about, well, he just said, when I kept silent, my bones grew old. Through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin. He's saying that, listen, there's inequity in my life. And there's a result. There is consequences from that inequity. Now, again, you have to remember that David was under a different covenant than we have. And there are consequences that we do have to face because of our sins, because of our disobedience to God. But it's not that God brings those things upon us. God makes it very clear how where punishment comes from for you and I as a believer. He makes it very clear. It's through the Word of God. God's not punishing you because of your failures. God's not punishing you because of your sin. Now, there's still consequences because as a result of our sin, we do give an avenue. We give an open door. We give the opportunity for Satan to move through that disobedience. And we put a hole in our hedge and allow him in, and then there will be consequences. But we can close that door by looking towards Jesus Christ, standing on his Word, and closing that door just by repenting. So he says David was suffering from his own sin. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my vitality turned into the drought of summer. But I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sins. So David is operating and has seen God's forgiveness. But he also saw, when you read those first two verses, he also had a glimpse ahead of what you had, which is all of your sins, even the sins you haven't committed yet. All of the sins, all of man's sins, those were obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that's only of value to us if we accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You know, for those who deny Jesus Christ, then those sins are still held against them because they have not accepted the substitutionary work of Jesus. They've not accepted that Jesus has paid the price for their sins, which means they are left then themselves to drink the cup of wrath. That comes from sin. Verse number 6, for this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. See, David, again, had a different, these are great words, but David had a different covenant than we have. Jesus may be found because the Spirit is in you at all times. The Holy Spirit of God dwells within you. Jesus is never hidden from you. He's never far from you. He is always right there by your side because you are connected to him and he is connected to you. This is why through John we hear Jesus saying that he is the vine and we are the branches. And John learned this lesson when you read John talking about this very concept in his book of 1 John. And he talks about we have to abide in God, and God abides in us. We abide in God, and God abides in us. Jesus is always there with you, always. Verse 6 goes on to say, surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. Verse number 7, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall deliver me with songs of deliverance. Wow, just stop and think about this. Just stop and reflect on this for just a moment. David is saying in verse number 7 that his hiding place. David sees and knows that there are consequences. David sees and knows that there is evil in this world because we live in a fallen world. And yet David knows that even as a man who has sinned and fallen short, but he's confessed those sins, he has trusted in God. And because he trusted in God, he knew that he had a hiding place in God. And that God would preserve him from that season of trouble. God would preserve him from those trials and from those assaults of the world. For you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. That's an amazing verse. So David, even under the covenant that he had, which was an inferior covenant to the one you have, you've got a much better covenant because you have the covenant, the new covenant, in the blood of Jesus. And because you have the new covenant in the blood of Jesus, you are now a joint heir with Jesus. That's part of the covenant. And as a joint heir, that means everything that is Jesus's, everything that he has won through his victory, it's yours as well. He shares it equally with you. You have everything. You've got a better covenant than David did. And yet even David, under his covenant, knew that God was his hiding place. And that when that season of trouble came, he could hide in God and know that he'd be safe and secure. How about you? Again, you've got a better covenant. And if you're in a season of trouble right now, if there is trouble swirling around you, if there's things that seem to be out of control, maybe there's trouble at the workplace, maybe there's trouble in your marriage, maybe there's trouble with people you love, like your children, maybe there's trouble with your finances, maybe there's trouble at your job or your workplace, maybe there's trouble with your coworkers or family members. Maybe there's trouble as you have just found yourself locked up in an addiction that now all of a sudden seems like it's going to swamp over you. Like a tidal wave just wash over you and wash you away. Maybe you feel that you're in a season of trouble because of things that are taking place in your body. You know, whatever it is that's taking place, if you feel like you're in a season of trouble right now, David realized that because of his relationship with God, he realized that God was his hiding place. In that season of trouble, he could go and hide in God and be protected and have the assurance of that protection from God. You have an even greater covenant. So David's words should ring even more true with more depth of truth for you and for me than what David said. And if you're in that season of trouble and it feels like trouble is overwhelming you, if you're in that season of trouble, you can really be encouraged by the second half of that verse. Because David says, "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble." Here's the second part. You, God, you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. And then we see that word Selah, which means pause. And think about that. Pause and calmly think about that. David is even saying, even as he makes that statement, he's saying, well, that's an amazing statement. I got to stop and think about that, and so should you. Because in the season of trouble, David knew he could find his hiding place. He could find his protection. He knew he could find his covering and be covered in the hand and the protection and the security of God the Father. You have the protection of Jesus Christ, who has won every victory on your behalf. He's won every victory. And he will keep you secure in that time of trouble. You may feel like trouble. You may feel, and it may, your perception may be that trouble is overwhelming you. But your spiritual perception should see that you are in the hand of God, you are safe and secure, and that God is surrounding you with songs of deliverance. If you feel like trouble is overwhelming you, wouldn't you like to know that you have a hedge of protection around you? If you feel like trouble is coming and it's going to wash you away and you feel like those waves are breaking on you right now, wouldn't you like to know that there is a wall of protection that is surrounding you? That trouble really cannot overwhelm you or overcome you because you are protected by that wall. You are surrounded by that wall of protection. Well, David is saying, that he sees it. And again, it's even more true for you. He sees that he is surrounded by a wall of protection. And it's not just the wall of protection, which is an awesome visual in itself, but it's even more than just the visual of a wall. I mean, get that visual and see yourself surrounded by a wall of protection. Whatever your trouble is today, see yourself surrounded by the wall of God's protection. But now, see what that wall is. That wall of protection is God Himself singing songs of deliverance. So it's not just that you are protected by that wall, and it's not just that wall you're surrounded with keeps you safe. It is a wall that actually provides deliverance. It actually removes you from the trouble, or removes the trouble from you, but you are delivered. It is a wall that brings deliverance. So not only is it a wall that surrounds you to keep you safe, that's awesome. So the breakers of the troubles, the troubled waters of life, they will not break over that wall and they will not touch you. That's awesome. But then even deeper, understand this. It's not just walls that protect you. It's walls that actually deliver you. Not just keep you safe, but delivers you from that situation. In other words, removes you entirely from that season of trouble and from that time of trouble and from that troubled waters that seem to want to break over you and make you feel like you're going to be washed away. You're protected and you're delivered. And then here's the final reality, which is amazing. It is, you are surrounded by that wall of protection, that wall of safety, that wall of deliverance. You're surrounded and protected by that wall. It delivers you, and that wall is God's songs. God Himself is singing songs of deliverance over you. Picture the love that God has for you to not just see you and protect you, but He is actually singing over you. This is what the Word of God tells us. This is what the Holy Spirit told David, that David wrote down, and the Holy Spirit wanted us to keep this and know this for the rest of our lives. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. All of heaven is singing songs of deliverance around you. God so much delights in you. Jesus so much delights in you that He is singing over you. And there's other verses that show us this as well. But all of heaven and all the kingdom of heaven, all of the divine spiritual realm is surrounding you with singing and songs of deliverance. That is how you should see yourself today. With whatever the trouble is, see yourself surrounded with that wall of protection, that wall of protection that actually delivers you from the season of trouble, from the time of trouble, protects you, delivers you, and it is songs of deliverance. He is singing His deliverance over you. That's how intimate, that's how personal it is with Jesus Christ in you, and that is how much He's involved and knows individually you, your life, and your situation.